It's a real thing. A radio signal from another world.
For over 10 years, it's provided Elvis fans with 100% pure Elvis-only entertainment. Winner of the 2009 Elvis Matters Award for Outstanding Achievement in the Elvis World, it's Elvis Express Radio. Enter the No Imp Zone every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Go to www.elvis-express.com to listen. That's Elvis Express Radio, the mother of all Elvis radio programs.
What you do? go. The original and the greatest Suspicious Minds. Why did I play that? Well, 41 years ago, this coming November the 1st, 1969, Suspicious Minds was the new number one single in the USA on the Billboard Top 40 charts. November the 1st, 41 years ago, Suspicious Minds. And the ironic thing is that if the single had been released properly now, the new remix, then 41 years ago to the day, Elvis would have been at number one with Suspicious Minds in America 41 years ago. And here we are, 41 years on, he would have been number one here in the UK with Suspicious Minds. But no, they screwed it up.
You know what's strange about that one? That one you can go by.
You still can go by that one. Yes, you certainly can. Yes. Unfortunately, it's not the new single.
Nope.
So, you know, it won't do any good.
Nope.
Mind you, Sony might have seen an increase in sales on the Suspicious Minds single, with people going in going, apparently there's a new Elvis single out, Suspicious Minds. Oh, yes, we've got it over there. Oh, same cover as before.
Lovely.
I've got this cover.
I love this mix much better than the old one.
Yes, you can really tell the difference. Yes, welcome back to Elvis Express Radio, the third and final hour. I'd say we've got plenty of things to talk about, but before we do, we'll have our first request of this hour. It's from Mandy in Chester. Mandy says, I went to my local record store and, like someone else wrote on Elvis Express Radio, nearly ended up in a fight with the poor staff member who I asked about the single and said, there is no single. And so I argued, and I was wrong. Sony have no idea of the upset and the hurt that they've caused thanks to the mistreatment of Elvis and the fans. I mean, somebody else said this, and I agree. I think I might actually try and claim back petrol money and parking fees.
Yeah, sue them.
I think I could, you know, I might have to do that. I'll have to look into that. Anyway, Mandy wants an original from the Jungle Room. It's take 2B, it's unedited, and it, she thinks, I still care.
We're rolling, this take 2.
Just because I spoke her name somewhere. Just because I rang her number by mistake today. You know she thinks I still care. Well, just because I haunt the same old places, but the memory of her lingers everywhere. Just because I'm not the happy guy I used. Lord, 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 she thinks, you know, I still care. But if she's happy thinking I still need her,
And let that silly notion bring a cheer. Oh, I'll put you be so foolish. Just because I spoke her name somewhere, just because I saw her and went to pieces, Lord, 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 she thinks I see her.
Great stuff. She thinks I still care.
But I don't.
One of the best versions, that one. I do love that. Take 2B. Now, already mentioned was the photo gallery that's on Elvis Express Radio. I just want people to know, if you haven't checked back yet, please do, because I've updated the 50s section with a whole crap load of photographs for you to have a look at, so do that. And I'm currently working on getting some more of the army photos put online. If you haven't been over there yet, there's the early days, the 50s, GI days, 60s, 70s, and in concert. And I'm saying there's lots and lots and lots of photos to get through. I'm trying to do it as fast as I can, but there are, as you know, thousands or trillions. But I do quickly want to say a personal thank you to Reinhold Jaeger for allowing me to share with you his previously unreleased photos. It's really, really great. He did allow me to do them once before, but that was when the website had been a previous incarnation, as you say. So I just want to quickly say thank you to that. But just keep checking back, because they're going to be lots more. Lots more. Now, FTD. We all know FTD, don't we, Joe?
Yes, we do.
Give me some feedback here. Come on. Now, do you know about the Fool album? They've screwed up, haven't they, on the Padre and stuff?
Right.
Now, I wanted to know how the process works. So I contacted Andelon at EP Gold because I purchased a copy of Fool from her and was just asking how we go about it. Well, what they do is they're going to be sending the replacement discs when the next release comes out in November. Mm-hmm. And what they do is I purchased a copy of Fool and... they send the discs out with the next batch that the store orders in. So the store would say, you know, oh, I sold 20 copies of that album, I need 20 replacement discs, such and such. So I order my copy of the next album, and then EP Gold or whatever store sends out the replacement disc with that order. But what if I don't want to buy the next FTD release? Do I still get my disc? Well, I do. The store that you bought it from then has to send you the disc at their own expense. And I think that stinks.
Yeah.
I think that's totally unfair.
The wrong person's taking the loss.
Exactly. FTD should be taking the responsibility for their mess-ups. Now, I think, like, the store should send the postal address of the people that bought the album who need the replacements. And then FTD send those discs direct.
But well, do we know that, I mean, are they not reimbursing them? I mean, maybe they are
reimbursing
them.
Don't.
Ah, that's not right.
They don't reimburse them. That's what I was speaking to Angela about.
That
it's out of, it's out of the store's own pocket. So, or if they don't want to do that, then what they should do is say, right, okay, you need 20 discs, and you're ordering 20 copies of the next album. Then we give you a reduction on each album to cover your costs of sending out the replacement disc. That's what they should do. But no, they just send them out. And it's unfair, and I'm standing up there for the little Elvis shops out there, like EP Gold, that are trying to make a living, and, you know, trying to do a service for fans, but they're getting shafted because of the mistakes of the corporate record companies. I think that's bang out of order. I think that's really, really nasty.
You're here.
So, you know, if you feel like writing into FTD and telling them, actually, that idea stinks, then please do. They won't listen, but please do. I tell you what, I'm going to play a track from the Fool album now. It's the original alternate mix of Love Me, Love the Life I Lead.
I am not a wise man, neither am I a fool. I'm what I am the way the good Lord made me. Though I need you more than you may ever understand, I can't wear a face that will betray me. Oh, if you're gonna love me, love the life I lead. Need the things I need, don't try to change me. If you're gonna take me for what I am, money in my pocket never seems to last too long. I gamble on the wind and drown my sorrow. Though God knows I can't pretend it's better on my own, I can't promise you a new tomorrow. Don't try to change me. If you're gonna take me for what I am. I can't be another man. I can't be free from the life I lead. From the life I lead. Don't try to change me. If you're gonna take me the way I am. I can't be another man, can't be free from the life I lead, from the life I lead.
things I need. Don't try to change me. If you're gonna take me.
Yeah, love me, love the life I lead, the original alternate mix. And if you haven't got yourself a copy of the new Fool album, this week's TCB show is going to be playing highlights from that said two-disc album on FTD. Well, we won't have the replacement disc by then, so you'll be hearing all the mistakes. Mm-hmm. But yeah, on this week's TCB show, the Elvis Fool from FTD. Do you want to do a request, Inja?
Yes, I will. Mm. Edward
morning.
Leatherhead. Good morning. Time to wake up.
Did I interrupt you?
No, I'm just a little snooze. Edward in Leatherhead says, when I heard that the new mix, Mean as Me, on your show last week, I was knocked backwards, I must admit. This is a brilliant remix and has to be released. Is this anything to do with Vivalis?
No.
Nope. Can you play it again this week?
Yes.
Here it goes.
Yeah. the skid. Mama had a time trying to raise nine kids. She told me not to stack cause it was in moonlight. And then the man you couldn't try to read me right. Hey, but mama never told about her nothing like a bow with you. Say, your mama must have been another girl again. Mama too. Making Huckle Pokey bait. The men are gonna love it, all the women gonna hate. Reminding them of everything they're never gonna be. Maybe never get another world war be. Oh, the world is ready for it, darling, I'm gonna follow you. I love that your mother must have been a good looking mother too.
Go, great stuff. TROUBLE, the Trip Mix. And that was for a certain someone who was whinging, can I please hear that song? Joe.
Yes.
Did you enjoy that?
Yes, I did very much, especially back to back to each other. Wow.
I'm happy I pleased you.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure. Now then, The photo of the coffin. Mm-hmm. We've all seen it. We've all seen the photograph. And we all know the story that it was taken by a distant cousin named Billy Mann. He was paid to sneak a photograph by the National Enquirer. Or was he? According to the son of Generoso Pope, the man who owned the National Enquirer back in 1977, it was someone else much closer to Elvis. A listener of Elvis Express Radio sent in the news that it was in a recent interview with Paul David Pope, the son of Generoso Pope. And he owned the National Enquirer from 1952 until his death in 1988. Now, according to him, the person who actually took the photograph and was paid to take the photograph of Elvis in his open casket was David Stanley. Apparently, the whole Bobby Mann or Billy Mann distant cousin story was fictitious and was created as a cover story in order to protect Stanley's true identity. Now, Pope claims that the Enquirer gave David Stanley a covert-style camera and he secretly took the four pictures at around 2 o'clock in the morning while Elvis's body was laying in the living room of the Graceland Mansion. Photo 1 was a hurried photo of the culprit's face, a blurry image as he took the photograph holding the camera the wrong way round. Sounds like an intelligent person. Photo 2 was a photo of the chandelier. Still not got quite the grasp of holding it round the right way. Photo 3, this time he got the money shot, which the National Enquirer would go on to use. And photo 4, this was also another picture that they call the money shot. Four photos, one showing the blurry face of the lowlife who betrayed Elvis by sneaking out a photograph. But was it really David Stanley? Now, of course, it would be somewhat easier for someone like Stanley to take the photographs. Because sure. He was one of those that was used as the night guard to look after Elvis's body through the night, was he not?
Yep.
Yeah, and so let's see, how easy would it be for a distant cousin to take four photographs of Elvis in a crowded room with people standing guard at the coffin. It would be pretty much impossible, I think.
Yeah, a person that wasn't even supposed to be allowed at Graceland and probably wasn't there.
Exactly. Now, if this is indeed the true, and that Generoso Pope was willing to take his secret to the grave, but his son, it seems, is happy to spill the beans. But the questions raised are, is Bobby Mann indeed a made-up relative? Now, he is real, and Marty Lacker wanted to clear things up. He said Pope's son has the name of the Mann cousin wrong. Bobby Mann died before Elvis, and the name that was given out back then was Billy Mann Sr., who was a cousin that Elvis did not like. He was a cousin on the Smith side, not the Presley side, and Billy Mann's name was given out by the Inquirer as the culprit. Now, I don't know if they used that to cover up the identity of the real piece of poo who did it, but the late Bill Burke said he got the name from an Inquirer reporter. Now, some of the guys and I always wondered, remember this is still Marty Lacker, some of the guys and I always wondered how Billy Mann would have got away with taking the pictures without anyone seeing him, because most of us knew how Elvis felt about him. So much so that he was not allowed at Graceland when Elvis was alive at Elvis's specific orders. Now, he would not have been left alone at the casket, even if he was allowed to come to the house to pay his respect. Billy Mann died when his truck ran into a streetlight years later. Now, I'd love to find out what year it was that Billy Mann died and what year it was that Bill Burke was given the name Billy Mann. Because if it was given when Billy Mann was actually dead, that really does add serious weight to the argument.
Sure.
And what do you think? It's true, isn't it? How? I mean, the Graceland living room was crowded.
Mm-hmm. And how could he do it?
Exactly. And by all accounts, Lisa Marie wouldn't leave her daddy's side, the coffin. She wouldn't leave the side of the coffin. So she was sitting at the coffin all the time, apparently. And then there were bodyguards there because the fans and all that were paying their respects. Mm-hmm. I don't believe for one moment that it could be Bobby Mann or Billy Mann.
Yeah. I don't see how he could have done it, but I could see a family member who was watching a body at night with nobody else there, taking 4 shots.
Exactly. Exactly.
It really makes you think.
It really, really, really does. And, I would love to get hold of Pope's son. We really need to look into that and see if we can get an email to one of his representatives or whatever to find out if there's any way that he could prove it. You know, are those original photos still around? Is that first shot of his face still around?
I'd love to see that.
If we could find that, talk about, spilling the beans, kicking open the barn door and letting the hordes come out and attack.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's something. I would like to hear what David Stanley has to say about it now.
Exactly, exactly. Well, William Rauhoff, I hope I pronounced that name right, sent in a question for Ask Marty, which was regarding the photograph story. And I was just quickly reading that through, and Marty actually says, according to what I heard, it was Dick Grob and David Stanley who were the two people that guarded the casket all night. But I don't know who else did. That would have been the opportune time to take pictures, but I do not know who actually did it. However, I see no reason for Generoso Pope's son to lie about it, and as I don't know how else he would have known David's name in the first place.
Yeah, yeah.
That's very true. Why that name just wouldn't come out of the blue, would it?
No.
So, there's a lot of things that need to be looked at into this, and Joe and I, we're not going to let this one lie.
No, not at all.
We're going to dig a little bit deeper and see what we can find out.
What is it with the Stanleys this week? Well, I was unhappy with one of the Stanleys myself.
Well, yes, yeah, something happened on last week's show. Please remind the listeners.
Oh, do you want to do a song?
Well, yeah, we can. Just seeing your microphone's going funny. Gerard you're sounding like a Dalek. Gerard McCluskey from Airdrie says, "Afternoon, Lee and Joe. It's been awfully quiet in the Elvis world this week, hasn't it?" Not. What the hell has happened to Viva Elvis? Who actually took the coffin photo? And dare I start on the Stanleys? Well, firstly, I am simply disgusted at the actions by this woman. I don't believe for one moment she had no idea about it, because Billy states, "I tried to stop it." So who's telling Porky's? I will, in fact, applaud the Stanley boys for coming out and calling it for what it is, but I believe they're doing this in fear of backlash. And boy, have they got one coming. It was very interesting to hear how Dee tries to sweep this under the carpet. I await Joe's conversation with her. I think now is the right time for Joe to air the Billy and Rick interview, if he can this week. It should be an interesting listen. Sometimes I think the only family Elvis has is us fans, and not so-called family members. Scylla has always seen the dollar signs. Lisa couldn't give a damn about the Presley name. It's as if she hates being a Presley. I can understand seeing your father's image all over the place many years after he's gone must be hard, but look at what she's made in dollars. She has everything she has thanks to her father, although you wouldn't think it. Thus, my request this week is dedicated to true Elvis fans. Okay, our guy had some bad and sad times, but it's the good times that made him the king. I say hooray to that.
Well, I remember when I was just children, time the people used to greet the neighbors like a fellow man. Them all day singing in big brown meetings, when a man was proud to walk up and shake his neighbor's hand. About the good times. Oh, if you ever needed help, a friend was there. Some good neighbor will help lift your burden. And the simple joys of life, a friend will share. Times are harder, and the people are changing. Though most folks couldn't tell you who their neighbors are. All the guns are loaded, the front doors are molded. Ain't this old world taking hate and fear just a little too far? Let's talk about the good times, talk about the good times. Oh, wish I could go back to the days I'm speaking of, when a friend would meet you and a smile would greet you. What this old world needs now, a little old-fashioned love.
Listening to the Elvis Request Show on Elvis Express Radio.
You say that you love me, then swear it to be true.
Yeah, there you go. Talk about the good times. Well, Joe, as you know, mentioned last week how he interviewed a couple of the Stanley boys, and one of them, well, you tell him.
Well, yeah, you and I were talking, and we had brought up how we're going to be doing the interview when we're getting through. Mm-hmm. We're still having problems with Skype, but it's coming, people. We promise you.
Yep.
Well, you and I talked about it, and I said how Billy would not answer probing questions, only positive stuff. And I also said how Ricky had been partying the night before and was still a little jolly.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I got an email from Billy, and he said, I heard what you said about the interview that we did with you, and do you call that being kind? Well, I was really put off by that. I mean, me, Joe Crying, being unkind?
What?
It just killed me, Lee. Did I not say to you? I said, what did I say that was wrong?
Well, according to them, or he, you said something that was very wrong. You said he was drunk.
Yes.
And according to him, he wasn't.
No, this is what's gotten back to me, what was wrong with him. His dentures don't fit good. So he sounds like that in the morning. Well, I talked to him in the afternoon, for one thing. And I said, I'm going to apologize. And said, all right, maybe he wasn't drunk. Maybe it was bad-fitting dentures.
Yeah.
But I want, when the people listen to it, I want you to make up your own mind. Is it bad dentures? Or was he having a good time?
Exactly.
And yes. I think you're going to... You mustn't
sway the listeners. No. Well, I must admit, I've never heard anyone with loose-fitting dentures sound like a drunk.
The volume of your voice going up and down, or forgetting what you were saying completely.
I'm wondering who you are. Where am I? What's my name?
I don't want to sway the... People will hear it.
No, I was just saying me. What's my name? Where am I?
Oh. You're Joe Crying, and you're in the United States.
Thank you very much. My dentures are fitting well, and I remember everything. So, yes, as soon as we get... We're going to try and get to say Skype is being a bit of a pain at the moment. And Joe's got to get the interview to me, and then we can get it up and, listen to what everyone's got to say.
Yeah.
Now, Newton says, I could not agree more when you spoke about Dee Stanley and her disgusting lies about Elvis and his mother. The homosexual claims are one thing, but the whole incest issue is just vile, and I hope she rots. I see her boys are nowhere to be seen. Obviously, this was written before the comments. Mm-hmm. I said, well, there's no point reading that because obviously they have spoken out now. I join you in hoping that not a single fan buys this garbage, or should we say bought this garbage. I have a question for you guys. How much are you both online when... What is this?
What is this about this?
I guess Newton and the other guy knows each other, and they've been talking, and they didn't tell each other that they were going to ask us about the question. They've all been sitting there going, I wonder how long time they're online, how much they socialise. Newton and, I'm sorry I forgot your other name, talk to each other. Communicate, and you'll understand. So we've answered your question, Newton. I hope you liked it. And he wants to hear that brilliant song, A Little Bit of Green.
Now that the truth is hard to face, I can't forget you once were mine. Someone else is in my place. Whenever we meet, my heart beats out of time. Just a little bit of green, clouds my eyes to what I see. Just a little bit of green when I see you with someone new, and knowing that there's nothing I can do. Please don't try to tie. Those are the words you often say. I can't help seeing you around.
surprise, I turn my eyes away. Just a little bit of green. Whoa, clouds my eyes to what I've seen. Just a little bit of green when I see you with someone new and knowing. I can do.
Just a little bit of green. Don't often get to hear that one that much. I do like it. You got another song for us, have you, Joe?
Yeah, Sam from Staffordshire.
Staffordshire. Yeah.
Says, I too rushed out to town to get my copy of the new single, but nothing. I was also told the story of it only being available in the London store, but I have yet to see or to hear anyone who actually got a copy. Was this the one store only CD for real, or is it that also made up rubbish?
As far as I'm aware, it was made up. I don't know why the store clerk, the staff in the stores have been telling people this story, but no, there's nothing. Nothing.
He wants to hear Moody Blue.
Oh, I don't blame him.
Changes every time. When you think you're gonna win, you think she's giving in. A stranger's all you find. Yeah, it's hard to figure out what she's all about, but she's woman through and through. She's a complicated lady, so call her my baby. Personality and winds just like a ball of twine on a spool that never ends. That's when I think I know her well. Her emotions reveal she's not the person that I thought I knew. But she's a complicated lady, so I call her my baby. We'll be right back.
There you go. Great stuff, Moody Blue.
I like that song.
It is. It is a cracker. It's a cracker. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a little article I put up online yesterday that takes a look into some of the questionable deeds that have been doing the rounds in the Elvis world and shows examples of how fellow fans and sometimes friends will stab you from behind for their own glorification. The title of the article is simply Regard and Respect for Elvis Presley, but not for their fellow fan clubs. And what it is written, I think it's either EP Gold or It's Elvis Time. And there's a nasty trend going around where fellow Elvis websites or clubs will buy up domain names. Have you heard about this, Joe?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, what it is basically, you'll find a lot of people would, let's say, for example, Elvis Express Radio. Somebody might be looking for Elvis Express Radio and type in Elvis Express Radio on Google. And, well, they can sometimes be taken to a site that isn't actually from us. Mm-hmm. And that's happening with a lot of Elvis groups. Now, I don't want to go into names that the article says about. I prefer you to read that. But to use as an example is Elvis Express Radio is also encountering this kind of nastiness. A lot of you might remember how I used to promote an organization called Daniel's Elvis Presley Museum. And in fact, I even had him on the show as a guest. And I gave the owner, Daniel, priceless amounts of free publicity in order to help a fellow fan. Well, that same organization and owner who bought out Jimmy Velvet's Elvis Presley Museum has now been buying up domain names and is offering them for sale. And among the names are www.elvisexpress.com and www.elvisexpressradio.com. Now, I'm sorry, Vicious and Vindictive springs to mind.
Jesus, that's terrible.
And this is happening with a lot of Elvis groups, a real big lot.
Did you say something to him about it?
I haven't yet, but the other names this guy has bought are sunrecords.com or sunrecordscompany.com, gracelandmuseum.com, elvisinsiders.info, eparchives.com, vernonpresley.com, and gladyspresley.com. And it makes me sick. It makes me absolutely sick. Now, this guy stopped any communication with me because there was an issue some time back regarding Jimmy Velvet. And as we're always impartial, we reported the news. And we took people's opinions. Because I did that, I was abused, attacked for it, and told that I'm out of order and I shouldn't do it and remove it all. I mean, I used to put this guy's links on my front page. There was always links to the museum. And all of a sudden, because it didn't go his way, he turned his back on Elvis Express Radio and then bought domain names, knowing that if I ever wanted to actually change the website to elvisexpressradio.com, I would have to go to him and pay him money. Mm-hmm. And it's just nasty. It's out of order and nasty. So I ask all of you to go onto the Elvis Express Radio website. It's the second news story down at the moment. It's called Regard and Respect for Elvis Presley. Please, there's a link there. Have a read of the article, and it is horrible the way the Elvis world is going. It's just never going to stop, is it? What Elvis fans just can't do it. They can't
just get along.
It's horrible. And, you know, Well, we're running out of time, and, you know, it really does bring me down, you know, and there's just no need for it. We can work together. Mm-hmm. We can work together, no problem. But everyone wants the biggest piece of the pie. Everyone wants to make the most money. Well, not interested. Lawrence Gateman from Derbyshire says, things are going haywire in the Elvis world. First the single fiasco, then the coffin revelation, and now Dee Stanley and her six-story crap. What's the score, guys, and how do you feel about the Dee claims? I think you know how we feel. Do you know how you feel, Joe?
I know how I feel.
Do they know how we feel?
I hope so by the end of the show.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
Lawrence wants to hear the brilliant Down in the Alley. Brilliant stuff. That's cheered me up.
Good. I'm glad you feel better.
That cheered me up very, very much. I like that a lot. It's good stuff. Well, you know, I think we're pretty much close to the end of the show.
What a show.
It's been busy, actually. Mm-hmm. It's been very, very busy. And, you know, I hope we don't get another show like this because I don't want this kind of aggravation for Elvis fans. I don't want people like Dee revealing her vile stories. I hope by next week's show that we get a revelation where Dee stands up and says, yes, they're lies. They are all lies. Mm-hmm. Fingers crossed. Do you think it'll happen?
I don't know. I don't know. But I'll let you know when I get that package today from her.
Is it a package or an email? I mean, what's going on?
No. It's something that she's sending me by mail because she doesn't have a computer. So she couldn't send it to me by that. So she was sending me a statement by overnight mail.
Okay.
That's what she said.
All right, well, we're interested to see what happens next. Keep your eyes open on Elvis Express Radio, and you will see a copy of the statement made by D. Stanley regarding the claims. We're going to play out with a song by Alan Macy from Bournemouth, who says, "Hi guys, the 77 set is looking more and more exciting every time I hear about it. I love the idea of seeing the Omaha and Rabid City shows complete and in great quality. Could you please play this song from the CBS special?" Well, he wants to hear from the 21st of June 1977. I really don't want to know. As it's a short one, I'm going to play a song back to back, which will be from the Viva Elvis album, and it'll be That's All Right, which I think is brilliant. And just to quickly round up that, Brian Quinn wrote in, pointing out that the Viva Elvis album will in all probability not get to number one here in the UK. But why would this be, if Sony said they will be promoting the album and backing it to its fullest? Well, up until a couple of weeks ago, the new Susan Boyle album, The Gift, was scheduled to be released on November the 15th, but it's now been changed to November the 8th, the same release date as Viva Elvis the album. The Boyle album is already number one on the Amazon pre-release chart, and the irony of it all is, guess who Susan Boyle's record company is?
Sony.
What a way to treat Elvis. Every time. So thanks for listening, guys. I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope you enjoyed the music. And I look forward to your thoughts and your opinions next week. Joe, say goodbye.
Everybody have a good week. Bye.
And you all have a great, safe Halloween. And don't eat too many candies.
Oh, how many arms have held you. And you let you go. How many, oh, how many have I loved you? Yes, I do. What a rainbow. And how many lips have kissed you and set your soul aglow? How many, oh, how many? I wonder, yes, I do. Go on. I don't wanna know. I don't wanna know.
I don't know that song, Joe.
Memphis, Tennessee recorded a song on the Sun label, and in just a matter of a few weeks, that record has skyrocketed right up the charts. He's only 19 years old. He has a new, distinctive style.
Hit it!
everybody and get your checkbook now. Come on, everybody, sign into your PayPal account. Come on, everybody, take a real deep breath and repeat after me. I want to donate now. I want to donate now. Hey, 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 donate to Lee.